The construction industry has had an undeserved reputation for lagging when it comes to productivity improvements. Some see it as conservative, stuck in the past, unwilling to embrace innovation and new technologies. But the truth is much more positive.
There was a radical reduction of the production lead time. But not only that, we didn't have a single accident. Very minimal amount of material waste. Our recycling rate was 95%.
With advances in production planning, integration of technology, and the collection and use of structured data, far-sighted teams are slashing construction times by up to 50%, improving resource efficiency and reducing environmental impact. In this episode, we're joined by Jan Elfing, Director of Operational Efficiency with Skanska Finland. Jan talks us through some of the biggest gains in productivity in construction in recent years. These include the six-month apartment project, which cut construction time for apartments in half, leading to cost savings and reductions in climate impact. Dr. Jan Elfing, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure.
Jan, can you set the stage for us? We just said that construction has an undeserved bad reputation when it comes to productivity. Can you put this into context for me? How has construction performed historically compared with other industries?
I mean, there's all kind of studies, cross-sectoral studies, where actually construction industry shows that construction industry is one of the worst performing sectors, often related to agriculture. So basically, the productivity improvement has been flat. And there's many reasons to that. Some say it's due to the fragmentation of the industry. Some because the uniqueness of the projects. Some of the lack of investment in productivity. There's even, particularly in Finland, there are some statistical recording issues because, for example, when it comes to prefabrication. The productivity gains are recorded in manufacturing statistics instead of the construction. Right. So there's all kind of reasons for that. Maybe one issue has also been that the productivity effort has very often been focused on a single trade. So there has been a great productivity improvements in many of the trades, for example, installing precast concrete elements in all kind of mechanical work, but the overall productivity of the project hasn't increased. And there tend to also be, unfortunately, a lot of, for some reason, people like more negative stories about the industry instead of positive things. And we have so much of good things we actually do. We should talk more about those. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So let's do that. We were saying when we were talking off air that things are changing and for the better. Can we start at looking at some areas that have been improving on an industry scale?
Yeah, I would give my industry scale examples here from Finland because we have a lot of data, industry data. And one of the very interesting data is actually that our production reliability or schedule reliability is high in Finland. About 90% of all the construction projects are delivered on time. And compared to many of the international studies, when you compare other countries, normally it relies between 50 and 70%. So 70% of construction projects are delivered on time. So this is one thing that we're quite good here in Finland. The other thing is where recent years we have gained a lot of improvement has been in all kind of environmental performance. For example, energy efficiency, recycling of material waste, and all kind of environmental certifications. So and this data relates from is collected by Building 2030 Consortium, and this consortium is led by the Aalto University. In Finland, and there's about 20 engineering construction companies involved in it, and which represent a very significant part of the industry.
Mm. So some big lessons that we can learn from Finland, both in that reliability and performance, but also in those environmental parameters that you're talking about. But can we look at some of the key trends and developments that have been moving the needle here? What's making the difference?
I would like to lift two things up. One is actually the evolvement of lean construction. And lean construction actually provides a theoretical framework for production processes. And that helps a lot to support the production development in our industry, because traditionally it's very experience based, and that kind of knowledge is difficult to exchange. And in lean construction, part of the concept of flow is very interesting for our industry. And the flow basically means, in very simple words, it means that we optimize or improve the productivity between the trades. So earlier I was talking that the single trades have had big gains, but in flow you actually try to minimize the time and resources that are between the trades, so reducing this time. And there's a lot of waiting, there's a lot of rework, people moving back and forth, material moving back and forth between trades. So if we focus on this part, that actually has a significant impact on the project duration. And the second thing is actually here in Finland, particularly, is the Building 2030 consortium, because this consortium has helped the industry to understand what the theory means in practice. So within the consortium, we've been able to collect a lot of data to really understand fact-based what's happening. And there has been a lot of research conducted in areas where we actually lack of knowledge. So that has actually been of significant help for the whole industry. And one of the big innovation that has come through the Building 2030 consortium is actually a takt time production, which is very much related to the flow.
Takt time planning, that sounds intriguing. I'd like us to dig into a few of those sort of innovations, because I mean, you mentioned lean, and a lot of these improvements have been in regards to planning and planning to succeed and planning to be more efficient. So lean, takt time, these other methodologies. How are we planning better, and what sort of difference is that making?
If we look at that, we've been working very long time and quite systematically with productivity in Finland, in Skanska Finland. And the first years, we really seriously spent the time in order to make the production more reliable. So making sure that we are able to deliver the project on the time that was originally planned. And already this, by increasing the reliability of the production, that takes a lot of process waste away, you know, rework, unnecessary movement of people and material and waiting and so forth. And once we actually achieved a high enough production reliability, we launched this program that we called 2550. Where we actually aim to reduce the production time first with 10% on average all the residential projects, then with 25%, and we also wanted to spearhead one project where we would actually cut in half the production lead time. And one of the really big enabler for this particular, when we went to the radical reduction of the lead time, was the takt time production. And takt time production, it differs from traditional way of production in that way. And in takt time production, you also maximize the utilization of space, so that in each space at the site, some work gets performed. And the smaller you make the space, the more crews and trades you're able to get in. For example, in an apartment building, you can have one floor as a space. So then you, for example, you have a kitchen cabinet installer who has the whole floor with five apartments, 1 week time to actually complete that floor. If you start to reduce the space, you could also give for the same trade one apartment for 1 day. And after that 1 day, the next trade comes into the apartment. Or you can even go to a room level. So that is the way you are actually, like, by reducing the space you give for a trade, and after that increasing trades into the space, you're able to increase significantly the output of your production. And this, of course, require really, really close collaboration with your trades, your subcontractors, and your blue collars. And actually, in the case where we are currently, where we have very, very tight, like, takt areas, the information flow is massive. So it requires also sophisticated, like, software systems, how we actually manage all the information, which we also have been co-developed during the development.
So a lot of coordination, but a lot of wins there. I mean, it sounds obvious, but the idea of breaking it down into smaller and smaller increments so that you can have the individual teams, it makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned that 50% reduction that in one project, and we're going to come back to that in a moment. Obviously, from what you're saying, these developments don't just affect Skanska. It's also the partners, and you were talking now about the subcontractors that we're working with. How are they dealing with this, and how's that working?
I'm actually very glad you lifted up this thing, because subcontractor, a very big part of our work is actually performed by the subcontractors. And there's a lot of studies that shows that the big part of their work is actually non-value adding. There's a lot of waiting involved in that. There's a lot of unnecessary moving, changing of workplaces, which creates inefficiency. So if we are able to sort of reduce this non-value adding time or this time that is between work, it actually is for great benefit for the subcontractors as well. And in fact, if the subcontractors are successful, we are also as Skanska successful. And we measure how our subcontractors perform, but we also ask feedback from our subcontractors and trade partners. And one of the measures we actually use is the Net Promoter Score, NPS. And we are currently scoring over 60 in these measurements, where 50 is already really high number. So we get a really good feedback from our supply chain subcontractors from this.
So lots of different improvements in lots of areas. And that brings us back to this thing that we've been talking about since we started, the 50% reduction in lead time. How did Skanska Finland bring all of these different components together and different approaches together? Tell us about the six-month apartment project.
Oh, this is really interesting. I wish you all would have been able to be at the site, because it was impressive. A little bit about the project. It was an apartment project with about 40 apartments, six floors, plus a basement. It was a design build for an external client. And we actually started the planning for this about a year ahead, where we our key design partners, our key subcontractors and suppliers, they were involved with our teams. We also within Skanska had a cross-functional teams, like from our quality management team or schedule team, logistics people, procurement people were all involved. So there was a very meticulous work in preparing and going through the design, first of all, from various angles. We tried to work very hard with all the detailing so they would be so production-friendly as possible. We also used a very high prefabrication level on this site. For example, we prefabricated the bathroom models, but not only that, the bathroom models were actually installed on the prefabricated slabs at the factory before they arrived to the site, and they were lifted as a one package to the site. Also, the roof was a modular structure, and it took us only like a couple of days to actually seal it, which was a huge benefit because we were actually building in the winter. The facades, not only the balcony doors and windows were pre-installed, everything actually that went into the facades, all the details were also pre-assembled. So this was a very important piece that we had this high level of prefabrication. We also work with a one-day packed production. So each trade had one day for the space they worked, and then the next trade came into it. So these were some of the things that we applied in these projects. And as a result, there was a radical reduction of the production lead time. But not only that, we didn't have a single accident. The quality was built into the tact, each tact. So the punch list was really minimum when the project was completed. And also from environmental sustainable point of view, there was very minimal amount of material waste, because the high level of prefabrication and the little material waste that we had, our recycling rate was 95%. Where it's normally it's around 70% in our industry here in Finland. And of course, other sustainable things, like for example, the use of energy for heating during the construction site because it was so short the period. So that was also reduced. And all in all, this had an impact on our cost. So we could actually build this also with less cost than normally.
Just to clarify one thing, you mentioned punch list. This is like a list of errors that have to be fixed after the project's fixed afterwards. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Great. And this was even recognized in the Global Skanska Awards with a special impact award. Congratulations to you and all the team.
Oh, thank you.
So that means it got a lot of attention within the company as well, but internationally. How's it being scaled and picked up by other parts of Skanska?
First of all, I really want to highlight how big this award was for us because it was not only for the project team, but for the whole business unit here in Finland, because we have amazing projects in our market. Wherever we do the work, really amazing projects. And the competition is tough to get this award. And once you get it, it really is like you feel your world class. And that's what we feel here currently. So it meant a lot, this award. And of course, when you get this award, you get a lot of attention. And there has been pretty much all the other business units has been in contact with us. And there's a lot of interest what we are doing, particularly here in the Nordic countries, where we have a long tradition of collaborating with all kind of things, also production-related things. And in fact, in Norway, currently, there are a couple of projects ongoing where they apply the Tekna production, and also they use the software that we co-developed that is meant for the Tekna production. So that's what actually happened in other countries. But what I'm excited about what's happening here in Finland, because we are now scaling all the lessons that we got from the 6 month projects. And currently we just launched a new program where we're aiming to get all the residential projects in southern Finland, most of our residential projects are in southern Finland, into a 4 hour tact. So the previous was 1 day, so here we are now aiming to get all the production to a 4 hour tact production.
Wow. How is that possible?
I think when you achieve something, your confidence grows, and when you do it in a controlled way, so I think it's possible. In fact, we already have 2 projects that have started with that for our tech production.
Wow, very exciting, very exciting. Okay, Jan, wrapping up a little bit, if you had a crystal ball, what big shifts do you see coming over the next 5 or 10 years that are going to keep these dramatic improvements going?
So if I'm very honest, I don't really believe in this kind of big bangs, but I believe in continuous improvement. And I believe in that, and we have a good record of that if you systematically work with small improvements, it will lead to big gains. So in a few years, if you just systematically focus on what you're doing, you're really able to radically reduce the lead times. We apply tact time production also to commercial and industrial production. There, so far, it has been more about the reliability, making sure that we deliver them reliable, in a reliable manner. But I see in future, in some years, we will actually see similar radical lead time production there once we gain the confidence that our production is also reliable there. And the second very interesting thing is actually there's a lot of talk about AI in our industry. And now, partly because of the software we develop and other digital tools that we apply, we have a lot of data and we can start to use more and more AI to help us to optimize the schedules. And that will actually bring another level of improvement that I see there in the future.
Mm. Great. Now, before we finish up, Jan, can I ask you to give us a little bit of background on yourself, your own personal history with Skanska?
I actually started in the end of 90s at Skanska as a project engineer. And very fast I noticed that I'm actually a little bit too inexperienced to do this thing. I need to study some more. And I actually spent 5 years as academic back in Berkeley where I did my PhD. And 2004 I came back to Skanska and have been working a lot with lean construction, with production management, supply chain management. I was heading our Nordic procurement unit many years. I spent a few years actually in Skanska UK in one of our large alliance projects. And then now the last 7-8 years, I've been here in Finland working with operational efficiency and business development issues like this.
And achieving amazing things.
That's fun.
Yeah. Dr. Jan Elfing, thank you so much for being on the podcast today and for sharing your insights with us. And we'll stay tuned to see what's going to be happening in the future.
Thank you a lot.
It's clear that construction's old reputation of lagging in productivity just doesn't apply anymore. Jan's shown us how projects are achieving radical reductions in lead time through better planning methods like lean construction and tech time, and through crucial collaboration across the supply chain. But this isn't just about speed. It's about delivering projects with improved safety, exceptional quality, and significant reductions in environmental impact. So thanks again to Dr. Jan Elfing for sharing your invaluable insights. And thank you for listening in. Please follow us on your favorite podcast platform and let us know what you think, either on LinkedIn, on our Skanska Group account, or by mailing to podcast@skanska.com. That's it for this time. I'm John Ambrose, and this is Shaping Sustainable Places.